everyone has his or her self-image. We create our own image. Yesterday, Meetal's daughter, she told me that in the class you mention you can do that one, but it is not practical, it is not possible. And we create our own self-image, it is not possible. There is a story that one king had a son after many years. That child, that astrologers, they told the king, this child is not born in a right time. If you let child grow in the kingdom, it will bring ruins to your kingdom. You have to disown this child. And reluctantly, king's wife let this child to go, and this his army people took the child to the forest. In the nice place, they left the child and came back. Reluctantly, they came back. They didn't feel like disowning the child. The child was crying a lot, and there happened to be a washerman going by, and he also did not have a child, and he took this child home, and he looked after that child as his own child. This child grew up, and it was continuing father's business, washerman. And it was carrying the loads on the donkeys. That boy was carrying the loads on the donkeys. And if anyone asks this boy, what you want to be when you grow up, he would say, right now I have 4 donkeys, I want to have 10 donkeys. And that is my vision for that, this boy was saying. And there happened to be one saint coming by, passing by, and looking at its child's face and lying on the child's forehead, he thought, this is not an ordinary child. This child has a lot of potential. And asked this child, what you want to be? He said, my father has only one branch. I want to start 4 branches in this close by town, laundry, 4 laundries. That is my vision. And he did not believe that one. He asked this child's guardian parents, and they said, we picked up this child from the forest. It is not our own, but we haven't told this child. This saint, he knew about the king disowning, and he went back and told the king, the bad time, whatever you had, it is past, you can bring the child back. The king sent the ministers to fetch this boy, said, king is calling. He said, why? There's a lot of washing to be done there. And he was thinking only washing. And the message, it says, we conceived. I am a washerman. I am a husband. I am a wife. I have a full-time job. I put a lid on myself. I can't do. I can't do. I can't do. Every time we put a lid on ourselves, I belong to this religion. No, I can't do. I belong to this class. Ministers, they are all powerful. I'm an ordinary citizen. I can't do. I'm helpless. We put a bracket on ourselves, lid on ourselves, put a self-image. When the self-image is made, self-goal also is limited. My goal also is limited goal. Because I think I'm limited. No, I can't do. My aspiration from the 4 donkeys to 10 donkeys, or 4 laundry to 10 laundries. That is all my aspiration. It says that there is a huge potential in you. That self-image, you have to unleash that one only with the association of people who are always motivated. Not to get associated only people having that self-image. Yes, we are we are small, we can't do. Try to associate with people who can inspire you, motivate you. Then the real opening, blossoming happens. The yoga says that, tells again and again, Upanishads tells and again, you have a potential infinite in you. Do not condemn yourself. Do not say that I have full-time job, I have to look after my child, I have to do this one. And last week I touched upon the Gandhi. Gandhi had about 9 or 10 children and a full-time parent. But he did not put a lid on himself. I have to look after my family, I have to work from 9 to 5, I have to create superannuation for my children, I have to have enough bank balance so that my children's children also will be looked after. It's a trivial thinking. He had a vision, something different. We all can raise our lid further. We can take off the lid. We can also do that one. In the yoga, that don't say that I am small, I don't know the Sanskrit, I don't know this language. It's wherever you are, unleash your potential. Unleash your potential. It's you can, the only person who can put a lid on yourself is yourself. And it says in the Bhagavad Gita, Atmaiva Atmano Bandhu, Atmaiva Ripuratmanaha. You are your own enemy. You are your own friend. With your own mind, lift yourself. Lift yourself. Nobody can put a lid on you. Nobody can stop you if you are willing. If you are not willing, and you can claim, blame everyone, because of that person I did not blossom. When you are up and right, that all the divine forces becomes behind you. If you are failure, if you are not doing, nobody is not responsible for that one, you are to be blamed. And when you say, I can't, all the negative forces, all the excuses follow you. If you say, I can do, I am willing, I am able. And in Shvetashvatara Upanishad it says, Prakashayati, that person, shines out wherever he is, he or she, that person who is willing, that person's, nobody can cover that luminary of that personality. That week it says, you can do, we can do that one. Age is not a bracket and health is not a bracket. With the full conviction, we can overcome the physical limitation. And through yoga, we can do that one. Atmaiva Atmano Bandhu, Atmaiva Ripuratmanaha. You are your own friend, you are your own enemy. Make your mind a friend and rise above the horizon, that we can do that one. We'll left thumb and index finger together.